Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring some top 40 songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One each decade in that order. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Jackson 5, Smokey Robinson, the Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and the Temptations. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature some great songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s.
But Meet Our Memories with Tom Fallon.
Just to see her, just to touch her, just to hold her in my arms again, one more time. If I could feel her warm embrace, see her smiling face, can't find anyone to take her place, I've got to see her again.
Motown memory from Smokey Robinson. They reached number 8 in the United States Billboard charts from 1987, and that was Just to See Her. Before that, we went to 1971, a top 10 tune from the Jackson 5, Sugar Daddy. And we started with the 1968 tune from Diana Ross and the Supremes, Some Things You Never Get Used To, reaching number 30 from 1968. This is Motown Memories with Tom. For this hour, we're featuring one top 40 Motown song, first from the 1960s, then the 1970s, then the 1980s. Well, we've heard all three decades already this hour, so we're going to spin it back to the 1960s, and we'll head up to 1965 with a great classic song from the Four Tops, and that song is called Something About You. Well, Something About You was taken from the Four Tops' second album, called Four Tops' second album, and it was released in 1965. It had three great hits on it. The first was the number one smash, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Then It's the Same Old Song. And the third one was this song coming up called Something About You. Well, the four tops consisted of Renaldo Benson, Abdul Fakir, Lawrence Payton, Levi Stubbs, and on the background, the Andantes and the instrumentation by the Platters. Well, here are the four tops, Something About You, right here on Motown.
Keep loving you. There's something
Marvin Gaye with Come Get to This. They reached number 21 in the U.S. pop charts from 1973. And we started with the Four Tops, Something About You, number 19 from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring one top 40 song in each of the three decades, from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song to each decade in that order. Well, we just heard from Marvin Gaye from 1973, so now we're up to the 1980s, and specifically 1982. Stevie Wonder's coming up with That Girl. Well, That Girl was released on December 30th, 1981, and it was 5 minutes and 13 seconds in length, and the single was taken from Stevie Wonder's album called Stevie Wonder's Original Music Aquarium. Well, the song was both written and produced by Stevie Wonder, and it spent 9 weeks at number one on the Billboard Rhythm Blues Singles Chart and reached number four on the Hot 100 chart. Here is Stevie Wonder with That Girl, right here on Motown Memories.
I'm not you won't let me love you. Say you want someone to trust in you, baby. Can't you see that's what I'm trying to do?
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Feather in your cap if you catch a robber. Dirt in your face if your scheme falls through. Pay close attention to my story, and you'll find every word is true.
Young man standing on the corner, selling death, no conscience has he.
In the name of God, won't somebody stop me?
Stop me, think about the children.
It's a matter of life and death, can't you see? Ain't no time to stand back and point your finger. Much depends on you and me.
Desperate with no sense of values, just an evil mind looking through the night.
Because of you, the streets ain't safe no more for walking.
uptight.
With Take a Look Around, they reached number 30 in the United States Billboard charts in 1972. Before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips with Everybody Needs Love, number 39 from 1967. And we started with Stevie Wonder's That Girl, number 4 from 1982. This half hour, we featured some great songs from one song from each decade, from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, we just finished up with 1972, so after the break, we'll take a song from 1980, Diana Ross's great song, It's My Turn. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.